Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me as we journey together to live agelessly. And as always, I'm so glad that you're here with me today, so thank you again for that. And if you'd like to help support the show, I would really appreciate it if you rate, review, or subscribe to my podcast. Today is part two of The Wild World of Beauty Treatments, but before we start, I want to first send out a huge thank you to MS Sandy 12. MS Sandy 12 gave me a 5-star review, and they say, amazing wellness and health show, obsessed. Thank you so much, MS Sandy 12, for that great 5-star review. In our last episode, I talked about facials, peels, dermaplaning, and microdermabrasion. Today, I'm going to talk about IPLs, which are also called photofacials. I'll talk about microneedling, radiofrequency skin tightening, which can be done on the face and anywhere else on the body, M-sculpting, which tightens muscles without you doing the exercise, and cool sculpting, which freezes fat. And then there's Botox that relaxes wrinkles and fillers that fill in the areas of the face and hands where fat once was. All of these treatments are minimally invasive, and for those of you that do not want to go under the knife for a traditional facelift, but still want to keep that youthful look, these are a must. So let's start with IPLs. IPL stands for Intense Pulse Light, and IPL treatments work best when done in a series of 3 initially, then followed up either once or twice a year. This will give maximum results and continue over time to improve the appearance of your skin. And what an IPL will do is it will remove the brown spots from your skin, it eliminates the redness, and also eliminates those little, very annoying broken capillaries, usually around our noses. And with this treatment, discomfort and downtime are very minimal. The worst part is actually the next day when the brown spots appear a little bit darker, and they do this right before they're getting ready to peel off. And once they peel off, this new skin is nice and smooth and the tone is even. And when they are dark like that, you do have some place to go, you can always cover them up with a little makeup. But after that, you can expect your skin tone to be tighter, brighter, and very even. And microneedling is another really great treatment. What microneedling is, first of all, it's minimally invasive, it's a cosmetic procedure, and it's used to treat skin concerns by upping collagen production. It's also referred to sometimes as collagen induction therapy, if you've ever heard that phrase used. And this treatment is great at reducing the appearance of acne scars and stretch marks. It will also help plump and firm your skin. Now, the downside is that it takes an entire 6 months to see full results. And you'll need more than one treatment. Usually, again, a series of 3 is recommended. Then after the 6-month mark, a reevaluation is done to see if you've obtained the results that you want. And if not, more treatments can be done. And there is microneedling also with radio frequency, which just gives it a little extra boost and increases the effect of the skin tightening. There are treatments that just use radio frequency for skin tightening, and I've seen some really great results and some kind of mediocre results. A lot has to do with the practitioner and their expertise, and also a lot has to do with your skin's ability to regenerate. An observation that I've made over the years, after looking at so many bodies and so much skin, is that the people that develop stretch marks have a lesser skin integrity than people that do not develop them. So if you're one of the people who have never gotten stretch marks, either from pregnancy or weight gain, you will be the one that gets really good results from radio frequency. And common areas that radio frequency is used on is, of course, the face. And it's also used a lot on the abdomen, especially after pregnancies when you've got that crepey skin. And some people will use it on the knees to help lift up that skin above the knees a little bit. And M-sculpting is a really cool new treatment for the body. With M-sculpting, it's a machine, and you're attached to this machine, and these paddles are put on you, onto your muscles. And when it's turned on, it contracts your muscles, and it actually builds muscles, and it sculpts the body. And it does this by using high-intensity electromagnetic therapy. That's what tightens and tones the muscles. And I have personally done one treatment of this, and I could not believe how much of a booty lift it gave me. The only downside for this is that it could be a little on the painful side, and if you do the series of treatments that are recommended, it could get quite expensive. And the other one on the flip side of this is CoolSculpting. This one promises to freeze fat away. And what I've also observed on this, there is just a very small population of people that get good results from this. Because first, you need to be at your ideal weight and just have pockets of fat that are resistant to diet and exercise. And an example is if you're thin and you have maybe a small little pooch of resistant fat on your lower abdomen or slight saddlebags on your outer thighs, this will help you. But if you, on the other hand, need to lose weight, this is not going to do much of anything for you. And the other thing, it also doesn't help tighten the skin. So you have to, again, have good skin integrity for this treatment to be effective for you. And supposedly, there are new devices coming to the market soon that promise to reduce fat, build muscles, and tighten the skin at the same time. And I will keep you updated when and if that eventually happens. Botox has become a beauty staple and has now been around for decades. And what Botox does is it relaxes or immobilizes the muscles in our face that cause us wrinkles when we make certain expressions. Think of when you're mad and you make the angry face. You get those lines between your eyes that people call the 11s. Well, when Botox is injected into this area, those muscles are relaxed and you're no longer able to make that angry face. And many clients have told me that Botox has changed their lives and they were tired of walking around and having people ask all the time if they were mad about something. And clients have also told me that after having Botox, they actually felt happier. And believe it or not, there is research to support this. It says that if a person can't make that mad face, they will not have the mad feeling or the mad emotion that goes along with this. And maybe it's true or maybe it's not, but it's worth a try if you suffer from the blues every now and then. And the other areas that people like to get Botox are in the forehead, in the crow's feet, and also around the lips so they don't have those vertical lip lines, also referred to as smoker's lines. And if you've never smoked, it's really annoying when someone says that you have smoker's lines. But if you're thinking of getting Botox around the lips, just do a teeny tiny bit. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to form certain words because your lips won't have full movement anymore. And I have a funny little story. When putting Botox around lips the first time became popular, I decided to try it on myself. And I was a nurse injector at the time, and we always experimented on ourselves before we treated patients. So we knew how many units and which areas would be best to inject to. Well, I put some around my upper lip, and about a week later, when it took effect, I was out to dinner with my friend, and I was trying to order a baked potato, and I could not form the B or the P because my lips would not move. And the server asked me to repeat myself a few times, and when I couldn't say baked potato, my friend just shouted out, "She wants a baked potato, but she put too much Botox in her lips that she can't say it." Was I embarrassed? Maybe a little, but funny story now. And the last thing I'm going to talk about today is fillers. And fillers have also been around for decades, and they're used to replace lost volume in the face where fat once was. And we do it in the lips and the hands and sometimes in the earlobes too. When done properly, fillers can take years off our face, but if done improperly, well, we've all seen the duck lips and the huge cheeks that make people look like chipmunks. With this, less is definitely more because you can build upon it. If you want a natural look, just a little bit. Start slow, add more if you want. And if you add too much at first, it can be reversed, but it's very painful and very expensive. And always check your provider's portfolio to make sure her style is the same as yours. Full lips might mean something different to her than they do to you. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about skincare, simply subscribe to my podcast and you'll be notified each time a new episode becomes available. Bye for now.